Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so that it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one looks like Courtney Cox hit the wall at mock speed. Matthew Perry looks better than her, and he's dead. Obviously this is fake, but it won't be in another 10 to 15 years. You definitely don't want her to be one of your friends if she looks like that. She might have been in the film Scream, but you'll scream if you get drunk, sleep with her, and sober up in the morning. She looks like my mom, but my mom is less weathered at the age of 70. Up next, this woman has two kids, and a third on the way. And she's looking for a real relationship, and is ready for it to be with her true love. She only wants black men, so that tells you the most likely background of her brood. Excellent choice, young lady, because the white dudes don't want you either. She makes it sound like she has a choice choosing black guys instead of the white ones. Where do I send all my tax money to support her? Can't I just bypass the government and send it directly to her to save a few bucks? Number three, here's the difference between when men say they like thick girls versus fat ones. It's always the fatties that are trying the hardest to lose weight and fail at it. Men mean wide hips with a skinny waist. As for me, I prefer neither of them. Plus, they're both Indians, so they'll probably try and sell me duct cleaning services and possibly a smartphone plan. As far as I'm concerned, one is fat and the other is fatter. Moving on, this racist rock has been removed from the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus. How is a rock racist now? Looks like they finally ran out of people to cancel, so now they want to cancel the rocks. Finally, now they can pay reparations to the grass. Maybe they need to replace it with this one. It would have made the perfect distraction for all those white dudes that were voting for Harris or something. Number five, here's what 40 years of Hollywoke does to a man. It's a shame what happened to Mickey Rourke, but it made him the man he was in The Wrestler as well as Sin City. He even won an Oscar for The Wrestler. If you look closely, he's holding a purse and a feminine-looking dog. I think this is the closest you can be to going trans without actually doing it. And here's the latest victim of Tinseltown. Up next, what is this supposed to mean? I guess that the one on the left is bigger. I can deal with that. But what I can't deal with are the inverted nipples some women have. I saw those once and couldn't help myself but trying to uninvert them. As for this pair of junglies, is one larger than the other because of a chemical imbalance or something? But I don't see what the problem is since one of my balls is bigger than the other. The bra company should take advantage of this and charge more for custom ones. Number 7, this man who fell for a single mom of 6 selflessly adopts all her children. Signing a blank check and handing it over to her would have been better for him, because at least she would have gotten only a certain amount and not an endless amount going forward. This is beta behavior. But something tells me he's gonna disappear after the 7th kid. Remember guys, that stepdads are men that women wouldn't want to date if they didn't have any children already. Moving on is an oldie but a goodie. Asking you if you would take a thin, tat-run-through single mother or an obese Christian woman as a wife. Why is it that there never seems to be an option C, which is neither of them? A lot of guys will bargain with themselves, saying that they'll take the one on the right and fix her by making her thin. What they forget to think about is that after she loses all that weight, she'll leave them, because that's what women do. He'll be the simp that fixed her for some chat. Number 9 is Marissa Bate talking up women's book by saying that a woman who cleans and runs a house and looks after multiple children preparing meals is actually working, and that one of the most successful conspiracies of the 20th century is that this actually isn't work, but one work. Your kids are distracted by digital devices. Dishwashers, washing machines, and robot vacuum cleaners do them heavy cleaning, and your oven prepares you food. Staying at home taking care of their kids is now a luxury and not a job. Women like this are just gaslighting us now. Up next, what in the reverse Uno card is this? A man asks out a feminine fatty with a nice face, the kind I liked in my 20s, without the rolls, and her skinny woke friend says she's not interested. Usually it's the opposite, but I guess that men would rather date an obese woman these days than they would a woke one. I think that's the joke. Number 11, a new level of cucking has now been discovered. Fernanda's partner is monogamous, but she's not. And here's how they make their relationship work. Translation, I'm a whore and my husband pretends to be okay with it, but is crying on the inside. These days, how do you know that the newspapers aren't just using AI-generated images of couples and telling outlandish stories like this as clickbait? But it's real, and of course it's in Colorado, the bastion of blue liberalism. No way this dude voted for Trump. Moving on, we have Pablo dropping a new term called financial dating. And some guy says that women come up with different terms to describe prostitution. They're definitely getting creative relabeling their profitable one-hour rental dates. It's not a new term or concept. We already have gold digger and sugar daddies. She just wants to label it as something more positive and inspirational. Number 13, would you be with this woman in the 1890s? This is her getting her photograph for the first time. Some people say that she has psychotic eyes, but that's because the photo probably took 30 seconds to expose. And she couldn't move, but her eyes did, so that's why they look like that. But a woman from the 1890s still wouldn't be good enough for me after I learned about female nature, and my past life version lived in that time period, and he never married either, and he went his own way. Up next is Professor Janice Fiamenko from Ottawa, Canada, saying that if a man is wealthier than a woman, he's an oppressor. But if he's poorer than her, then he's trash. If he's more educated, he's privileged, but if he's less educated, he's a loser. You get the message. Men are either oppressing women with their achievements, or we're losers due to a lack of them. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't with women. It's best just to walk away. Number 15, while in the West, universities are rigging the admission system to make sure that less men get into medical school, in Japan they're doing the opposite, manipulating test scores for more than a decade now to make sure more men become doctors. Female doctors will go on maternity leave and create shortages, or they won't work as many hours, requiring more medical staff to be hired. Discrimination against Japanese women is justified because otherwise the medical system there wouldn't be able to help everyone. More lives were probably saved by hiring dudes. Moving on, here's what it's like letting a single mom into your life. She promises sex and a relationship, but secretly, she just wants you to take care of her kids and finances. The only way I might consider dating a single mom if she was actually a widow. Also, if you replace the term single mom with single woman in their 30s with baby rabies, that's also a match. They need you to take care of their unborn babies and provide a cushy retirement too. Number 17, 99% of men just want someone to provide, protect, and sacrifice for. While 1% of men want a woman to rape, abuse, and murder. Yet feminists make it seem like all men are doing that to them. They're mistaken because they have a female hive mind and think that all men think the same way. Because women all think the same way first. They don't seem to realize that the extra chromosome creates a wider range of thoughts and behaviors. Also, 99% of men are invisible to the women out there. Up next, AOC couldn't believe that Trump staged a photo shoot at McDonald's. Meanwhile, she staged this at the border and was probably just hoping that people forgot about it. She pretended to cry about people suffering. Trump just fried some french fries and served them to fans because someone told him that being a fry cook at McDonald's is difficult. What was she really doing, hoping to stop cow farts from destroying the world with their Green New Deal or something? It's too bad someone didn't actually ignite one of those cow farts and turn her into an honorary Sarah Connor. Number 19, this woman looks like she just had a religious experience. That's because she was with an Asian chad. She said that the cosplay has to stay, so it did. More than likely, he didn't want her to know who he is, because he's not planning on seeing her again. She's also probably delusional enough to think that she's just as good looking as he is. She got a great night turning herself into an alpha cosplay widow because she probably got no commitment from him in the end. Moving on, this woman says that men hit the wall at 33 if they aren't married, only not biologically. She says that any unmarried man over the age of 33 is just too mentally weird for anyone to date. Well, that wasn't my experience when I was dating in my late 30s. But men don't actually hit the wall at 33. This is just an overdose of copium that this woman is taking. Number 21, here this woman is trying to manifest a sugar daddy that doesn't want any sugar. What she really wants is someone to fill the role of her father. He paid for everything and didn't expect any sugar from her. This is the equivalent of manifesting a boss that doesn't want any labor or an employer that doesn't want you to come into the office but still ends up sending you a check. Here's another woman that doesn't want to bring anything to the table. Up next, get this. The facts show that women cheat more than men do. No shit, Sherlock. But apparently women aren't always the victims of cheating that we have made them out to be. And water is wet. This is all interesting, but it's nothing I didn't learn from Maury Povich back in the day. But what I want to know is how big of a simp you actually have to be to think that only women are the victims of cheating. Also, to be fair, most of the time if a man is cheating, his wife is usually a C-U-N-T. Number 3, Julian Lennon. John Lennon's son had to purchase the letters he wrote to his father at an auction because Yoko Ono refused to give them to him. What a prize of a woman. The letters had very intimate private details in them, and he had to pay $38,000 to get them back. Yoko said the reason she was selling them was to preserve the public record. Sounds to me like that's an excuse for being a money grubber. Yoko's passion is about as good as her singing. Moving on, very attractive and very unattractive men show the highest hostility towards women. Of course, because the men at the top of the food chain have women constantly trying to sleep with them, and that makes them jaded, while the men at the bottom have no one that wants to sleep with them, which makes them think that women are intentionally depriving them of sex. Both groups can afford to treat women poorly and their lives won't change much. They have nothing to lose if they insult women. This pretty much sums it up. Number 25 and the last one, this is the stuff that nightmares are made of. Pamela Anderson and Drew Barrymore without makeup and extensions. Maybe the two of them could be the first cast members in a Golden Girls remake. Barrymore is 49 and she really has let herself go. And the wall is brutal to her. Barrymore looks more and more like Herbert from The Family Guy. Taking their makeup off is like having someone tell me the truth about a used car's history. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.